This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, the 12th of August. Hi. Familiar voices make you feel secure about the day, don't they? Well, we'll do our best to make you feel secure in a world that is anything but secure. That seems to be the reality here. DJ V Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here to do all of the things that we give thanks to be able to do every single day. And let's connect with you, finding out what's trending, what the idea that, I don't like the word topics. That sounds so sterile. It sounds like you're in the hot, the topic is. Well, that's what people are talking about. And there are lots of things people are talking about. Last week at this time, it was Murder Mayhem Monday, in a collective sense. There has been some of that with what's going on in Norway. Maybe we'll spend a moment or two, and I've spent a lot of time on it. Jennifer's lead trending story has to do with Mr. Epstein dispatching himself. See you later, alligator.
Well, allegedly. That's
allegedly
a strange story.
Allegedly, he's still...
dispatching of himself, I guess, is the question. The autopsy results are in. They're looking like they need more time to figure out exactly what happened. The suicide, or alleged suicide, of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein early Saturday could lead to more accusers and witnesses actually stepping forward to tell their story, as well as a ton of civil suits trying to take out money against his estate. He's a multimillionaire, according to experts. Authorities believe that Jeffrey Epstein hung himself at New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center less than a day after a court unsealed documents detailing disturbing claims against him and his associates. These documents came out on Friday, and they implicated most notably Governor Bill Richardson from New Mexico. Prince Andrew was also mentioned in these documents, and a few others. On Saturday, he was found unresponsive in his jail cell, and that's when all the speculation began. Did he really kill himself? Could he have killed himself? He was on suicide watch up until the day before, which meant he was under constant supervision, surveillance. They said that in some cases, most people who were on suicide watch wouldn't even have clothing that they could have harmed themselves with. He was let off suicide watch the day before his death. The guards who were supposed to be watching him were on overtime. They were not watching him as closely as they probably should have. And on Saturday, that's when he was found in his jail cell. And so now all the conspiracy theories began. Is it, did someone get to him? Is it a government cover-up? Did someone get into, you know, be able to buy their way in, to have someone turn their head? Or did he really kill himself? According to reports, about a week ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago, he had tried to kill himself, and that's what brought on the suicide watch before. But he had scratches on his neck and told people that it was someone else who was trying to kill him. And so now there is going to be a lot of legal action from some of his victims trying to get a hold of some of the money in his estate. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, said this is a travesty, that he wanted to figure out how this could happen in federal, in prison. So it's kind of a mess, and we really still don't know anything. The initial autopsy results haven't told us exactly what people, I think, are wanting to know.
Okay. So this is not about you by any stretch of the imagination. But I think whenever I hear things, I mean, I'll speak for myself only because that's what I do. Everybody speaks for him or herself here. When I hear experts say, and then I hear things like they said, and words like unresponsive, the whole thing sounds like a big pile of crap to me, because that's all garbage. That's all legal speak. It's gobbledygook. There's nothing in there that is definitive. The fact that he was unresponsive, maybe the claim that I'm getting from you or what you think, I guess. Jennifer,
well, what are they?
That,
I mean, they have to. He was unresponsive.
Finish, Kara? Hold on a sec. The essence of what really went on. Unresponsive. The guy's dead. Okay, so it's just the joyride of jargon that comes with stuff like this. It just seems too pat. And then the other side of it is, other than the people who are victims, isn't the world better off with him dead under the circumstances?
Well, no. I think people wanted to see if he was going to turn and maybe start talking, because I think most people are really upset that he's dead. No, people wanted him to go on the stand and start talking.
Well, what about all of the
victims,
people out there who haven't been caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there are many, many terrible people out there who are involved in this who may now get away with something because no one is there to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, that's why people are really upset that he killed himself or that he was killed, whatever happened.
Over the weekend, a group of the victims came out and said that they were upset that he wouldn't actually get, there was no justice because he was able to, if he did kill himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no accountability at all.
And as far as your jargon goes, when you're looking at a newspaper report and you're looking at somebody, they're telling you the story, the guy wasn't dead yet when they found him. He was unresponsive. He was on the floor of his cell. He was dying. And then by the time they were able to get medical treatment, he was dead. So it's actually pretty accurate. I don't know that that's jargon. And when you talk about authorities and they, that's all we can, because I wasn't there. I don't think any of us were in a cell this weekend. And if we were, we should probably be watching our back because we have to rely on what they are telling us, because we were not there.
Well, I think that I'm not disagreeing with your rendering of it. I'm just saying that for me, we're all about what our own thoughts are. You have your thoughts, Jennifer. Victoria, you have yours. And Kara, you have yours. We all, people listening, have theirs. Some may agree with you, some may agree with me. I'm just telling you observationally that, for me, I'm not a victim, and I feel badly for those who are, and I really do, because these kinds of things go on and on and on, whether you're somebody in college and you rape someone, you get away with it, or you're an adult and you've been doing it for your whole life and you get away with it. Oftentimes, money speaks louder than words. People who have money, who have the ability to hide, if you will, from these things, or to maneuver into positions of being able to save yourself from the fate that otherwise ought to be yours. Rapists, murderers, drug dealers, I say this all the time, I'm very consistent, all belong in jail. Throw away the key. Epstein, there's little question that he was someone that none of us would even want to touch, wouldn't want to breathe the same air he was breathing. Are there a lot of important people worked up about this for good and for bad reasons? Yep.
A lot of rumors of videotapes in New York City, that's for sure.
Yeah,
lots.
Right. So who are in those videotapes and who, the Clintons will surface on this because they dispatched everybody that was in their way according to the people that don't like them. Vince Foster, up and down and sideways. There have been many media outlets that have speculated that that was, just another one in the many people the Clintons have dispatched on their way to power.
You know what's funny, though, is I mean, Bill Clinton's name has already emerged in this whole thing as, riding on the plane.
Not as
and
being
the,
on tape with a 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that's not
Trump is.
Well, that's not what I'm
he's
saying.
He's got more to worry about.
I'm saying that, that's why I think it's kind of funny, because everybody already knows the kind of person that Bill Clinton is, and people either like him or don't like him kind of based on that.
Well, I think that's true of Trump, too.
But I don't really think that Bill Clinton has that much to lose here, unless there is actual footage of him raping someone or having sex with an underage person.
But he went to the sex island. That's the thing.
Well, that's,
in the documents that in the documents that came out on Friday, at least. And see, this is the thing. I don't think it really matters if the guy's dead, because I think there is going to actually be a flurry of people who now feel safe enough to come out and say, "Oh yeah, I did it with this person. I did it with that person." The woman who came out, it was only one person whose testimony from 2016 was released on Friday, and she said that Bill Clinton went to the sex island. She said that Trump did nothing. He didn't even flirt with anybody. So I,
Yeah,
again, these guys are all mixed up, And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to come out politically now and try to bring everybody that they can down. I think they really have to follow the facts. And apparently they have a ton of it already in the system, like as far as their investigation goes from 3 years ago. So hopefully the facts
there's
will
a lot of stuff
followed.
There. Woody Allen is definitely going down. Apparently that's another rumor that, well, not
that
even a rumor.
Shock you?
No, but the rumor is that he and Epstein were on tape with a 13-year-old girl, basically raping her. So, there's a very similar rumor about Trump on tape with a 13 or 14-year-old too. So that stuff has not come out yet. That's all in the Southern District in New York. So it's going to get worse for everyone involved. And I hope Jen's right. And maybe now that Epstein's gone, maybe some people will feel more emboldened and to come forward. I don't know how that's going to work. I think a lot of people probably still feel that if he was still alive, then maybe there could have been some sort of forced testimony, or because he didn't want to go to jail, obviously. And so maybe he would have flipped on people.
He wouldn't have gone. It lasted 5 minutes in jail.
He probably knew that, too.
Right. So then is that is dispatching yourself an easier, better way out than what else might have happened to you?
I guess we'll never know. But, you know, it's not hard. Look, the mafia has been getting to people in prison for years. It's not hard to fathom that someone could have gotten to him at a higher level.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy to fathom that. So,
I agree.
We'll see.
Yep. Winning Powerball number from Saturday. Who won? Anybody you know?
I didn't even know Powerball was happening. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
35,
usually.
41, 44, 58, 59, and the Powerball was 3.
What was the prize? The
prize was $128 million, $86 million.
I would take
cash.
That.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much attention that has been given to Powerball winners who of late have won tickets like $1.5 billion. Shared by, remember those people back in 2016, earlier this year, there were a couple of really big winners. The South Carolina winner, $1.6 billion Mega Millions. So Powerball's biggest and Mega Millions biggest, about the same, $1.6 billion between 2016 and last fall, 2018. So anyway... Does anybody actually play anymore, buy the tickets, pay a couple of bucks, and get
sometimes,
in?
Sometimes, when it gets big,
I haven't played Powerball, but this weekend I was a sucker and bought scratchers for my aunt and uncle.
Did you?
Nobody won. Yeah.
Nah.
Not a thing.
Damn it.
The tickets aren't cheap anymore. They're like $5 a ticket.
Oh, they are? Oh, I thought it was $5. Well, you can buy a $10 scratch. In Massachusetts, I've done that a couple of times.
You can get a $20 one. You can get a $30 one.
And every time I've gotten enough to win to get another ticket, that's what. That's about it. Let's see here. Powerball grand prize numbers: 1,292,201,338. Those are your chances. There you go, boys and girls. Something for you to dream about. On a day when there is, you could maybe spend some time dreaming. Speaking of dreaming, a lot of people, I was washing and drying my pillows. Can you imagine washing and waxing the pillows? No, not quite. The MyPillow company, it's an American marvel. Today, it's a big deal. Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO, now wants to give back to all of you who have listened and purchased. So here's the deal. You can get great, great, great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the code DJV. Here's a good one. A body pillow, usually $89, $29 with the DJV code right now. You get all kinds of bargains like that, regular pillows. All the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, use the code DJV, and save lots of money. Body pillow, regular pillow, sheets, you name it, great specials. It's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for all the savings. Update all of the things in your bedroom. Now it's time to do it. Save lots of bucks at MyPillow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it, but we both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left. It's smoking.
Well,
we both know it.
A lot of people are talking today, and they were over the weekend, about the separation that seems to indicate it's over for Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, or as Chucker would say, Helmsworth. So they got married, what, 8 months or so ago? Isn't that the story, ladies?
Yeah, January. Yeah.
In last January. They've agreed to separate, a rep for Miley said. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they decided
in
this is what's
months?
Best. Yeah, right.
Sorry. Change happens in 8 months?
Well, it's some people.
Yeah, 10 years in 8 months, but...
But 10 years. Yeah, but you should know that before getting married. I don't know. I don't think enough changes in 8 months in your relationship, but...
Well, I've known people who got married, and they knew when they got married that it wasn't going to last, or whatever the reason they go through with the church is full. Yeah, you know, there are kinds of reasons for people doing silly
My
stuff.
My hand is raised right now. I was one of those.
I don't know. I personally believe that for celebrities, it just doesn't matter because they have enough money that, you know, a divorce isn't going to ruin them financially. So whenever they have little hiccups, they get divorced. That's why so many celebrities get divorced.
I don't think that was their intention, though. They didn't even do a really big wedding. They just did like a little thing in their house with just a few people there. I don't know. I think that they thought that it was going to last, and for whatever reason, something has changed. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is it her or him?
Apparently,
I think
it's Miley.
Kissing chicks.
she's always said that she's not straight, but.
She's already been caught making out with Brody Jenner's ex, though.
Who's Brody Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner's one of his sons.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They were engaged once before and they broke it off, and then they got back together again. After the split, Miley posted on Instagram in Italy, "Don't fight evolution because you'll never win. Change is inevitable. My dad always told me, quote, nature never hurries, but it's always on time. Fills my heart with peace and hurries, but it's always on time. It fills my heart with peace and hope, knowing that's true." I don't know what that means, but it's whatever it means.
I think she's just going with the flow and saying that life changes and good things will,
things
you know,
change.
Be coming.
Yeah.
But
I mean, look, who meets someone? It's now I know it happens occasionally, but she met him when she was 16, and 10 years later, when you're 26, your entire life is different. Everyone is different between 16 and 26.
And what was their relationship like when?
They met doing a movie, and they got engaged when she was like 19. And then they broke it off for a few years and then got back together. And, you know, I think it's just like a normal relationship, except the marriage part, maybe not. But
well, normal at 16? We're just talking about Epstein.
What I'm saying is, well, Liam Hemsworth wasn't, he was also, you know, he's only 3 years older, so he was 19, she was 16 when they met. But I'm just saying, like, if you're 16 years old, when you're 10 years later, when you're 26, your entire life is different. You're a different person.
And when you're 36, 46, 56,
right, exactly. Yeah.
Changes. Yep. So if you're fortunate enough to have somebody who grows with you, who's that person that stays with you and you stay with, that's
rare. It's wonderful if it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
My grandmother always used to say, what you love at 18, you'll hate at 28. And so that can happen.
Yeah. I hope it's not the case with you because I like your husband.
Well, we were in our 30s, so we're not making these decisions at a young age.
My daughter the same. Jennifer's further along than that even, so yeah. All right, next up musically, Lady Gaga refuting claims she stole Shallow from some other songwriter, being threatened with a multi-million-dollar lawsuit by an unknown songwriter who claims the melody of her Oscar-winning song Shallow from A Star Is Born was stolen from the song that he released in 2012. Gaga's been hit with legal threats by songwriter Steve Ronson, who claims just a couple of notes, specifically a three-note progression in Shallow, is based on his song Almost, which appears to have fewer than 300 streams on SoundCloud. You know what kind of... the notes... come on. Three-note notes?
Yeah.
That's this. Talk about Shallow.
Probably enough, though.
I don't think so. Not in this one.
I mean, you come up with the three-note combination. It's only eight notes.
As she says, that this is this same, you know, three notes have been used over and over again in history. It's in Dust in the Wind. It's in a bunch of different songs. So, I don't know. I almost feel weird playing his music because now he's going to get a ton more hits.
That could be the reason for doing it, Kara. Because nobody knows who he is, so let's make some noise. And you have no consequence here. If it gets thrown out, okay, well, at the end of the day, you're going to know who Steve Ronson is. You never heard of him before. I'm on Gaga's side on this one. 28 minutes, almost 29, actually, after the hour, on today's DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. Five kids die when fire ravages a daycare at 1 in the morning in Erie, Pennsylvania, Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four after the hour, Monday, August the 12th, in the focus. Seems like about 13 seconds ago, Kara, we signed off on Friday and said, goodbye, have a good weekend. I want to know what you did for the weekend. Let's reflect on that. After we reflect on Bill Cosby, we have, Kara said, when I said to Victoria, okay, so where are we going? Sounds like the pedophile hour to me. Well, let's see what Bill Cosby is. He's somebody that I am surprised hasn't been dispatched, frankly. Where do they have him? Where is he in prison?
He's in Philadelphia, near Philadelphia. He's in jail.
Is it a heavy-duty prison, or is it
I don't know. I don't know. Well, the reason that he's in the news today is because he's been trying to get his conviction erased. And so now the next step in that process is
right,
a three-judge.
Because somebody wants him to do a TV show at 89 or whatever his age is.
I don't know.
He just wants to go home.
Yeah. So there's going to be a three-judge panel in Pennsylvania today that will hear his lawyer's reasoning for why this whole case should be tossed out. They're going to talk about the his decades-long pattern of sexual misconduct, if that should have been allowed in the testimony, if the judge made prejudicial errors, things like that. So they say that this could actually be a pretty short hearing between these three judges. It's not known when they will issue a decision, but if it goes against Bill Cosby, then he stays in his prison cell, and then his lawyers can try to persuade the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to hear his appeal. I don't think it would even get to that point unless these three judges feel that there was something that was amiss during the trial. But I don't know. I think all of us are kind of happy if he's just somewhere behind bars because he's been a predator for a long time.
Right. And he's been not only a predator, but how many times has he been tried, really, in the court of public opinion or otherwise? This guy has been around the horn so many times, it seems to me, enough is enough. Enough. See you later. It just seems the system works for those who have money. It's just,
yep.
It works.
There are so many people who can't even make bail who deserve to actually have a fair trial. And then here's
court.
Bill Cosby, you know, just kind of going back and forth. Oh, this it wasn't done properly, and I didn't get justice. And it's like,
get
you
lost.
Know, yeah.
Right. All right. So what did you do, Victoria, over the weekend that was exciting and fun?
Hoo-ha. Lots of beach, lots of friend stuff. Yeah, it was just such a beautiful weather weekend, so we took full advantage of it. It was really nice.
Nice. You eat on the beach? What do? When you go to the beach, what do you actually do on the beach?
Hang out with our friends, go in the water. The water's nice and warm. So it was gorgeous.
When you say warm, what is warm to you?
Mid-70s, upper 70s.
Uh-huh.
75 probably is about
that's
what it is.
Not bad for beach water. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep,
not
nice.
Cool. It's warm. All right, Jen, what did you do for the weekend?
I went to see Miss Saigon on Friday at the Pantages Theater, and my friend took me backstage.
So
it was great. If you get a chance to see it, it's a really depressing story, but it is... the set is incredible, and I think they go to Denver next, and they're still doing their U.S. tour. It's just really, really cool, very well done. And so I got to see backstage, and that was great. And then on Sunday, on Saturday, my dad and I went to go see my uncle up in Tehachapi, and we went to a charity wine event with him, which was fun.
Really? Wining it up. Wining and dining. Good. All right, Kara, do you wine and dine, or do you beer, or what did you do?
I did have a beer last night, but that's the... never mind. I went out to dinner with friends on Friday, and we had a couple drinks, and then I went out to dinner with friends on Saturday, and we had a couple drinks. I went to the pool with my sister. I didn't. We were with a very, very small baby, so that was fun. We got to go to the pool, and I've yet to figure out if Frida, the one-month-old baby, is a fan
a
of the water
name.
Or not.
Did you tell me that was your
probably,
name for it?
But yeah, I like
Frida.
It.
Frida. That's a great name.
Yeah, and then I got my hair cut yesterday. I bought some new glasses
How much? Did you post a picture?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I meant
new hair and new glasses? Come on, you got to post a picture of that.
Well, I haven't gotten the glasses yet. They're still getting the prescription done. But
are they purple? Yeah. I got new green glasses.
They're actually blue on the side.
Good.
They're like the tortoise shell on the front, and then they've got some blue on the side. So they're
a little
fancy. But I meant to get about 2 inches cut, and we went for about four, so it's a little shorter.
Post a pic.
A little shorter than I meant
post
to, but
picture.
I'll post something.
Yeah.
So.
Who's got a dog running around? Is that yours, Victoria?
I think that was someone keyboard typing.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
My dogs are asleep on the beds. So.
Are they?
My cat's sitting here looking at us.
Today is National Middle Child Day. Here I am. Hello. Middle Child Day started in 1986 by Elizabeth Walker. It was originally known as Middle Children's Day, Middle Child Syndrome. Let's see if I fit.
Isn't that Marsha, right? That's Middle Child Syndrome?
Jan Brady.
Right?
Really? The birth of, let's see here, Middle Child Syndrome positions you, birth of first child is an inherently special occasion, draws parents close to the child. The first child has all their parents' attention to themselves until the next one comes along. Youngest child is special for being the baby of the family and may keep that title through her life, his life. Multitude of stereotypes that accompany the middle child, like the belief that middle children are negative, resentful, and don't have any drive. What the hell are you talking about? First and last children are typically more outgoing. Yes. Middle children tend to be more introverted. Certainly that's me. Introverted and quiet. Middle children often good team players. Not me at all. I'm not a team player. They may have a good team around me, but I don't like, I don't fit into a team playing situation very well. They may be more neglected when they grow up. Yeah, I think that may be the case. At least with me, it was. That benefits them sometimes. Made me more independent. Helps them become resourceful, innovative, empathetic. Ah, I think I'm empathetic. I think I'm innovative. What do you think, ladies? All of those things? Yes, no?
Innovative, yeah, yes. For sure.
Most days.
Wait a minute. Not empathetic? You don't think I'm empathetic?
I think you think that you're very empathetic.
And then we do the, like, dead person report.
Yeah, and then, like, lots of stuff belies that notion. So.
Really?
But, hey, I think you are very resourceful. You are very independent. You are innovative. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of things that are true. You're not, and you also had a very unusual upbringing, so I don't think that you're just the typical middle child.
Yeah.
Hmm. They
you
generally
had to take
don't
yourself
like
out of situations, which makes you more of like an older
or an only, even, yeah.
Right. They generally don't like conflict. That's me. I don't like conflict at all. They're often cooperative, possibly because they were not used to getting their way when they were growing up. More to the point of saying yes all the time and not being first. That's more accurate. At least for me it is. I always think of somebody. I always think of other people before I think of myself. And I always would compromise and still do in circumstances where I shouldn't, probably. But
I think it's also different if you're the only boy in between two sisters.
Yes.
I think that's also different because I've known families where it's either three girls or three boys, and sometimes there's some issues with the middle because they're all the same gender. But I think if it's the other way around where there's one, you're the only boy, I think that also puts you in a little bit of a different category.
Hmm. Interesting that you see it that way. Yeah, I'll think about that. Meanwhile, a couple of sports items here. Did you see, I happened to flip on, I forget what night it was, maybe Saturday, the gymnastics, the Tokyo, or were they in Tokyo someplace? The U.S. Gymnastics Championships, they probably wouldn't be in Tokyo if they're having the U.S. Gymnastics somewhere in our country. And this young Simone Biles, remember her?
Yeah.
From Tokyo?
Tokyo's
fabulous.
The next one. She was in
She
was in the last Olympics, and I think she got gold in, like, basically everything. She is amazing.
She's incredible.
And I didn't get to watch any of the videos yet, but I heard that she debuted two new moves that are just amazing. So I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. So there's a hat off to her. And then there's the story of the basketball player who used the urine from his girlfriend to do what? Victoria?
Well, he was drug tested. He's a former Ohio State, Ohio University. He was a big standout. Didn't make it into the NBA, but he's been playing in the overseas leagues. And he submitted some urine for a drug test and found out that he was pregnant. So, and
exciting.
It turns out that was a surprise to him, obviously, and also to his girlfriend. And it was also a surprise to the league, who has now suspended him because, so that's a lesson learned, athletes. Don't submit your girlfriend's pee because it might show something that you're not ready for. So now they've got a whole new problem.
All right, so the football season sort of started over the weekend with the games. Wasn't there one Friday night? I remember flipping around the channels and seeing on a couple of the channels the Patriots playing somebody. And I don't even know what went on. But then there's the story of this veteran kicker, Chandler, I think it's Cannizzano, who retired at the age of 28 after missing a couple of extra point attempts in the New York Jets season opener. He said, I've had enough. I can't do this. See you later, alligator. So that's the end.
Yeah, and he's walking away with $2.3 million, so I'm sure he'll be okay.
Yeah. See you later. Yeah, he'll be fine. Television news. Friends getting the Lego treatment for their 25th anniversary. The new Lego ideas Let's see. Central Park is the
Central Perk. That was the name
Central
of the
Perk.
Coffee shop.
Central Perk. So what's the story? Lego, why would that be significant?
It's the anniversary of the show. And so it's like the ultimate thing for fans to be able to build their own Central Park.
Is that what it is? Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's got all these different, like, all the specific things that people on the show used when they were in Central Perk. So they've got, like, all of these little things that you can add to the set. And it's kind of fun. You buy it, and then you build it, and then you can have that, I don't know, people have, like, dollhouses and other stuff. You can actually, like, display that in your house and say, like, okay, now I have Central Perk in my living room.
Never a big Friends fan, because I just wasn't, it was, when I've seen it, I've enjoyed it. I like the relationship that they all have to one another. It seemed genuine. Frankly, it seemed like they were really friends.
They all still are, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, they're all making you 20 or 25 million a year. Can you imagine 25 years? Okay, let's just go back. Just a thing. Let's do some math here. All right. 25 years at an average of 20 to 25 million a year. So these guys have made $500 million apiece on this show.
How are they still making that much from it?
Because of reruns. I saw something we talked about on the air not long ago. They're still drawing 20 to 25 million a year. More.
That's incredible.
Actually, they are as much as they made when they were doing the show. The show is everywhere. Who owns it? And they're bringing it back in-house.
It's Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers is bringing it. Yeah, that's one of the big problems for Netflix, because people were using that a lot to binge shows like Friends and The Office, and now the studios, as those contracts are expiring, are taking the shows back so that you'll have to get individual streaming services from Warner Brothers, from Universal, from all these different production houses so that you can see the shows that you want to see, which is why Netflix is doing so many original programs to try to keep up. But will they be able to? I don't know. There's something for nostalgia.
Also, Jersey Shore star Vinny, Guadagnino. Thank you, him too.
Guadagnino.
He was known as Keto Guido. Right?
Yeah.
Making his keto diet tips and recipes accessible to everybody with his first cookbook. How big of a draw is this? I don't know anything about it. You're the expert here on Jersey Shore, I think, Victoria.
Well, no, Jen and I both watch Jersey Shore. I think this is actually going to sell really well, because he's been very open about losing 50 pounds and gaining a lot of muscle, and he's got millions of fans, and they all kind of want to know what the secret to his diet is. So, and keto is huge right now. I think this is the right time for him to do it.
Vinny the Muscle. Is he muscle?
He's already got
somebody?
An Instagram, so I kind of am not surprised that this is coming. He's got not only his own Instagram, but he's got the Keto Guido Instagram, so he's branding himself, obviously. I mean, everybody else has kind of their own thing. Snooki and JWoww have shops and tanners and, you know, all that stuff. Pauly D's the DJ, so, you know, this gives him his own business.
Good for him. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
A lot of new stuff, actually, tonight, kind of surprisingly. AMC has a season premiere of The Terror, Infamy, which is AMC's horror anthology, The Terror. It's a spinoff of that, so you can check it out tonight on AMC at 9 o'clock. What I'll be watching tonight is Straight Up Steve Austin. It's on USA at 11 o'clock. Yes, the wrestler, he has no couch. He's got a couple of recliners, which are mounted on go-kart chassis. And then he races around Cleveland Browns Stadium. He does interviews with people. Tonight's guest is Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield. You can check that out on USA Tonight at 11 o'clock, his new interview program. Also, another test, and I can't tell you exactly at what time and in which markets this will be, but in 30 different cities across the country, Jerry O'Connell is testing out a brand new TV talk show. He's done a lot of fill-in gigs, but starting today, he was a child actor, and you would know him. He was in
Married to Rebecca Romijn. They've done like a ton of stuff together. He was actually, I think, the second choice behind Ryan Seacrest to be with Kelly Ripa.
He's done a lot with Kelly Ripa. But anyway, he's got a show coming out in test markets for 3 weeks. That's today on Fox. You can check it out.
10 before the hour.
Hey, everybody. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Lots of things going on in the world of technology. I thought it was interesting, Victoria, that the Senate, or members of the Senate, have sent a letter to Google and eBay and Amazon imploring them to end loopholes on their sites that allow listings for the purchase of shotgun rounds. Be interesting to see.
And accessories to alter, to change the guns. Yeah, that's, I think, what that Dayton shooter did. Those are not, they were altered. It's horrible.
Yeah. All right, MoviePass reportedly manipulating accounts to prevent you from seeing some films. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
No, if you're a member of MoviePass and you've been trying to see some popular movies, especially Avengers, Infinity War, or Mission Impossible Fallout, and you weren't able to, well, it wasn't really your fault, because now it turns out that MoviePass was manipulating all of their customers. Now, MoviePass is, if you're not familiar with it, it's a $10 a month fee, and it allows you to watch, in the beginning, it allowed you to watch an unlimited number of movies in the theater. So obviously, that's not a sustainable business model, and so MoviePass started quickly heading towards bankruptcy. They changed the plans around, and it got a little bit better, but because it was such a popular offering, they had, like, millions of people signed up for this, and the company just couldn't afford it. And so what they did, instead of just calling it a day and closing up shop, they decided that they were going to keep collecting subscriptions and then manipulate people's accounts so that the majority of the users wouldn't really be able to see the popular movies that they wanted to see. Employees say that the current CEO demanded that they change the passwords of people ahead of the big releases so that they weren't – and then essentially, so if you're a customer and you go on to buy tickets for Avengers Infinity War, it'll say that there's a technical issue, or it'll say that there are no screenings available that day, even though that was a lie. And so the whole thing is a mess, and this is going to turn into what I would assume is going to be a very large class action lawsuit because this is employees – now they say that the executives are nowhere to be found, and the current CEO is MIA, and employees are now admitting that this is what they were told to do. So, no bueno.
See ya. See ya later, alligator. More rumors are circulating about the iPhone 11. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out. We are deep into the well of iPhone 11 rumors, and at this point, anybody who cares enough can pretty much assume they've seen what the next generation smartphone from Apple is going to look like. The popular YouTube channel Unbox Therapy even shipped a video showing off a mock-up that was about as official looking as anything we've previously seen. By all accounts, the big shift will be the camera array on the back. It's square, increasing in size to house three cameras, which is also what is rumored for the upcoming Pixel 4. The other rumor up in the air is what's happening with Face ID and Touch ID. Is one going away for the other, or are we now getting both? It's expected the Apple event to reveal the iPhone 11 and its variants will happen in early September, and we'll keep you posted here at the Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Meanwhile, back at the voting booth. Oh, you're going to use a voting booth?
We'll all be there soon. Yeah.
You'll be hacked. You can pretty much count on getting hacked. This is very interesting. There's a lot of data around this, it looks like, Victoria.
Yeah, too. Security researchers have been looking into the electronic voting machines. They found that 35 back-end election systems in 10 different states were connected to the Internet at some point in the past year, which put them at risk of being hacked or tampered with. The researchers found that the election systems are behind firewalls that can be misconfigured and otherwise are labeled as insecure, so meaning not secure. And the systems are made by Election Systems and Software, which is the top voting machine company in the U.S. They've been claiming that everything's fine and that there's no there are no hacking capabilities or anything. However, that's not what researchers are finding now. Now, here's the downside. This is where politics comes into play. This is obviously something that we're all concerned about. We've got Russia. Now we've got voting machines that can be hacked. We're worried about these things. And many government officials have actually warned that these election systems are at risk. But Mitch McConnell has not brought any of the multiple proposed bills to improve election security to a vote. And he apparently doesn't want to. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. But a lot of these
pals own the election. The company in Colorado belongs to the former senator from Colorado. Don't you remember all of that from a couple of years ago? That
these election machines not surprised.
Were owned by politicians? Yeah, right.
Well, and a recent report found that the brand new election systems in Pennsylvania are also made by this company, but they're still running on Windows 7, which no longer exists and won't be supported starting early next year. So I'm not even sure how we're going to get to vote in Pennsylvania and know that it's a real vote that counts.
Fabulous. There's the story. Thanks, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.